club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, January 27th goes to a woman identified as Leonora A. I want to start this off by saying one simple phrase, and that phrase is black men don't cheat. All right, that is a motto I have lived by the past 4 years of my life, and my life personally and professionally has been improved tremendously because of it. Okay,
amen.
Say it again.
Amen.
Now, it was a personal decision I made for myself because I didn't want to cause my wife the same pain I saw my father cause my mother. But then when I started going to therapy, I realized I was only cheating to feed my wounded ego. See, when you have that wounded ego, it's like a bottomless pit, right? You keep feeding it and feeding it and feeding it, and it never gets full because of that wound. That wound creates a big gaping hole, and that hole can never be filled. Don't even look at me, Envy. I'm not even looking at Envy, and I know he's looking at me. As soon as he hears the word hole, I bet you he looked at me. Didn't he look at me? I know he looked at me.
It was gaping hole, not just hole.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? That hole can never be filled. Imagine pouring water into a cup that has a hole in the bottom, okay? Exactly. Exactly. That's what happens when you attempt to feed your wounded ego. Healthy ego is great. Wounded ego is Satan. And I am so happy that I stopped attempting to feed my ego by cheating and started feeding my soul by being faithful. Because, man, cheating was stressful. All right, the lies you have to tell not only your significant other, but the lies you tell yourself, the unnecessary anxiety, the guilt you feel that you end up projecting onto your significant other because your anxiety starts playing tricks on you. And you think because you're doing dirt, she has to be doing dirt too. And that jealousy and distrust, whoa, Nelly, it's getting hot in here, because that jealousy and distrust, no relationship can ultimately survive that. Now, I don't know what moved me to say all of that this morning, but I do know today's Donkey of the Day is rooted in jealousy. See, Leonora A. was arrested for stabbing her husband multiple times after finding images in his cell phone that showed him having sex with another woman. Let's go to World of Buzz for the report, please.
A woman reportedly stabbed her husband several times after suspecting him of cheating on her.
Oh, stop,
the suspect
stop,
became
stop
jealous and angry.
Stop for one second. Stop for one second. Stop for one second. Stop for one second. Before we get to this, I want to talk. Ladies, can you imagine finding images in your man's cell phone of him having sex with another woman? Do you A, go Jasmine Sullivan and bust his windows out his car? Do you B, Keisha Cole, feel like you two should have cheated? Do you C, Mary J. Blige not gonna cry? You have to tell yourself that, right? Or do you resort to violence in D, crime mob, Nuck, and Buck? Well, Leonora A clearly resorted to D, okay? Her husband Nucked. So she bucked. And by bucked, I mean young bucked. Stabbed his ass. Now, your Uncle Charlotte has told you on this radio a million times. Sometimes in life, you have to measure twice in order to cut once. In this case, Leonora A. should have measured twice before she cut her husband multiple times. Because what she thought it was, it wasn't. Now, let's go to World of Buzz for the report, please.
A woman reportedly stabbed her husband several times after suspecting him of cheating on her. The suspect became jealous and angry after seeing a picture of her husband.
Stop one more time. One time. I just want y'all to think about this, ladies. You found images of your man with another woman in his phone. Think about it. Oh, you're getting enraged, huh? Is that a trigger for some of y'all? Because y'all done took that man back after cheating on you? Is it a trigger? All right, go back to World of Buzz report.
A woman reportedly stabbed her husband several times after suspecting him of cheating on her. The suspect became jealous and angry after seeing a picture of her husband with a young woman without realizing it was actually a picture of her when she was younger.
Stupid.
As a result, she stabbed her husband several times before he managed to snatch the knife from her. He then explained that it was a picture of the two of them a few years ago when they were still skinny and young, and elaborated that the pictures have been digitized and stored on his phone. The woman was arrested after the police arrived following the report of a neighbor who heard the commotion in their house.
Let me tell you something. Life is an illusion. Just like social media. Whatever you think it is, it ain't. And poor Leonora R. learned that the hard way. Her husband Juan had old images of him and Leonora from when they were younger, and still only dating in his phone. He found the images in an old email and saved them. And Leonora thought he was with another woman because in the pics, she looked younger and slimmer. A lot to unpack here. Okay, like my therapist says, number one, Leonora has a lot of insecurities. We all do, right? But her looking at those pictures and recognizing him, but not herself, leads me to believe that in her age, she has let herself go a little bit. And if he looks the same, then she probably thinks he's going to cheat on her at any moment. Leonora, nobody can help you with that insecurity. That is a personal problem, but you have to recognize it for what it is. You might have let yourself go to the point that you don't even recognize yourself. So much so that you thought your husband was cheating with another woman when you saw pics of him with your younger self. Jesus Christ. Talking about a mind fornication. Now, this is like when dogs first encounter mirrors and they react as if the image is another dog. You ever seen a dog do that?
Mm-hmm.
All you comedians get to it, because there's a great female dog mirror joke in here somewhere. I just don't use the word bitch in reference to women, so I can't find it. The moral of the story is, jealousy is a bitch, though. Okay, people get jealous because they have low self-esteem and insecurity issues. Leonora clearly has self-esteem and insecurity issues. Hell, you would, too, if you couldn't even recognize yourself anymore. The next time you feel jealous in a relationship, feel your feels, but also remember that your partner is with you because they want to be with you because of your positive qualities. I read this great article on Huffington Post once that I had to look up this morning. It's called 7 Strategies on Dealing with Jealousy in Intimate Relationships. Number 7, trust yourself. Number 6, trust your partner. Number 5, heal your wounds. Number 4, appreciate yourself. Number 3, express your jealousy in a soft way, not a stabbing way. 2, calm down and stay vulnerable. And number 1, the one Leona should have followed the most, is don't act on your feelings, especially if your feelings are to cause violence to your significant other. Please give Leona R. the Sweet Sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw!
Now we're running late, but I wanted to play a little quick game of guess what race it is. Did I give it away? Okay. Guess what race it is? All right. Leona R. stabbed her husband multiple times after seeing pics of her younger self and not recognizing herself because now she's built like SpongeBob SquareAss. DJ NB. Guess what race she is?
Caucasian.
Okay. Angela Yee. Leona R. stabbed her husband multiple times after seeing pics of her younger self and not recognizing herself because now she's built like the new Escalade. Guess what race she is?
Well, I have to confess, I've already seen the story, so I already know. So am I...
Disqualified. Booted?
You're disqualified.
Yeah.
But you can tell us what she is.
Hispanic.
Yes. She's from Mexico. What was that? Now, Dramos is Spanish. We let him pick the Spanish stuff. I don't know what was that,
Dramos? I didn't pick that. That's been him.
Who was that? Was that Dora?
I don't know what that
sounded like. Dora the Explorer.
Is that...
That's disgusting.
Adios mio.
I'm actually kind of ashamed of myself right now.
That's Dora.
Yes, she's from Mexico. She's... Mexican.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes. Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.